Okay, we are at the Henkel site on Bay Point, where the workers have been on strike since October 16th on workers' issues and safety issues that have been a problem with the company for a long time. The company has been cited for $300,000 by OSHA, and even the latest issues that came up, they also were penalized for $10,250. So we are here to talk to the workers who are on strike, who are trying to make the work environment more safe and more better for all the workers around. So please give us your name.
My name is Jeremy Albert.
Jeremy Albert.
Yes.
So what is going on? Why are you on strike at this Henkel site?
Well, we feel like there's a lot of safety things going on with the plant that are being ignored. I will give my testimony. I was burnt in the leg once with a Hansen cup and that failed. So the water out of the vessel came out and I burnt my leg. Never was seen by a company doctor. We never was referred to one. The same accident resulted in someone else getting burnt just a couple months ago. Same situation. So someone was burnt. The situation was never corrected, and it was allowed to happen again to another employee.
And is the management taking any steps to remedy this, to make it more safer?
None that I know of.
Not that you're aware of.
And if so, it's not openly communicated.
And is this the reason why we are on strike today?
That's one of the reasons, yes.
One of the reasons.
Yes.
What are the other reasons?
Just in general, me as a union member, I feel we're discriminated against.
How is the discrimination
happening? We're separated from the company. Just different as far as things are brought up that other employees enjoy that we're not given.
When you say other employees in other plants?
Other departments here.
Other departments in the same business?
We're the only department that's union.
Okay.
So one of the first things that was taken away from us, we didn't get the tuition reimbursement. Company-wide, this is something that everybody else gets, and that's something that we don't get. To me, that's discriminatory.
Just because you guys belong to a union,
right.
And there's about 80 members,
yes,
who are the union with the IAM.
Yes.
Okay. And so are the negotiations going on with the management at this time?
Yes, they have negotiations scheduled for Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. And is the plant still working? Who is running the plant now?
I can't say for sure. I'm not sure who they have running, but what I hear is they're using management people, engineers, to try to run the plant.
But that's not safe, is it?
No.
Because they are not hands-on on the production.
That's correct.
So they are using maybe unskilled people who are running the work, and that could be a hazard not only to their lives but to the whole environment and to the whole neighborhood.
That's correct.
And is there any way that that could be stopped?
I'm not sure how I can stop it, or you know.
Okay.
The only person I know that can stop that is OSHA, so I'm not sure how they can.
I see. Are you aware of any other incidents that happened here because of safety issues to other workers in the past?
We had another guy that got burned.
That got burned?
Yeah, he got burned pretty bad.
There was one death, as I remember.
That's correct.
And when did that happen? Do you remember?
That was before my time, but I can't remember if it was 2013 or 2012. They had a guy lose his life.
Yeah, and what you're saying is not much improvement has happened since.
None. The culture hasn't changed.
Uh-huh, the culture has not changed.
So people, they talk about safety a lot, but the overall conditions haven't really changed.
Has not changed,
so
I see.
So it's more and spoken than it is in practice.
I see. It's just words.
Yes.
I see. Okay. Maybe then, if you'd like to come closer, please.
I don't work here, but I'm the secretary treasurer of the local.
Excellent,
lodge.
Excellent. Thank you.
Great. I represent.
Gentlemen, you're great.
I'm going to get you now.
If you don't mind, maybe stepping this way so we can see all the everybody is there.
I love this company. This company never done anything wrong to me.
Maybe I should come and work there too. Huh?
Yeah.
please say your name and what you do in the plant?
My name is Greg Glasper. I am the lead operator on film side production.
And why are you guys on strike today?
One of the main reasons why we're on strike today is, one, respect, and just to, for them to actually, pardon my language, get off their ass and do something about safety issues in there. People are getting hurt on a weekly basis in there, and the company is more reactive than proactive going through stuff in there. We have bring up safety issues all the time, and nothing gets done until somebody gets hurt to us today. And we just got tired of it, got fed up with it, and enough is enough. Even I'm one of the actual negotiators on the team, and they don't even want to put language in the contract that forces them to fix issues in there, and that's one of our main issues. We just want better language in the contract to actually force them to fix issues inside the plant, because as of right now, we can bring up issues, but there's no teeth. There's nothing forcing them to fix it. They can be like, okay, we get it, we got it, we'll try our best, we'll endeavor to get to that problem, but that never happened until someone gets hurt.
It looks like then profits come first than human lives.
Yes, exactly. First is a production first, safety could be third.
If it comes, yeah, yeah. And with the history of the company and with the history of all the workers that got hurt here, what do you think the negotiations will produce?
Hopefully, like I said, hopefully we're trying to at least get some kind of language in the contract to where if they neglect fixing issues going forward, we at least have arbitration and we have grievances to, you know, file charges against them to force them to do something. Because like I said, we're the ones out there working day in, day out, 24 hours a day, holidays. We're the ones getting hurt and we're fed up.
Are there other solidarity strikes or anything else coming from other workers or other unions that are supporting you? Or are you just along with the 80 members?
I'm sorry, I can't hear that.
Are there other workers in other plants that are supporting you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yeah. By far, yeah. We got the nurses union out here, the steel workers came out here and support us. You can hear in the background all these stories about or behind us.
Excellent, yeah. So any other comments that you'd like to make for the negotiations and for going forward?
The only thing is, like I said, we want to get back in there. We like our jobs, we want to get back there. We just want to be safe. And we want the respect and everything else that goes with that. You don't want to be treated any differently than anybody else in there. All we ask is just to go in there, do our jobs safely, and to be taken serious.
And when you say respect, can you tell us why you are bringing this issue up? What kind of respect issues are there in the culture?
As of right now, if you are a union member in there, they don't listen to you. It doesn't matter. Safety committees, any kind of group plan or anything like that. If you're part of the union, if you're in production, it's like you're the stepchild that they never wanted. You just don't, there's nothing going on.
It's as if like the union did not exist?
Exactly. They are so used to doing things their way. Once we get through it and they know that they at least have someone to answer to, they don't like that. They still don't like that. To this day, they're still fighting that.
They're still fighting that. What is the union doing about that?
Everything that we did. That's why we're out here on this line right now. We're striking and telling them that, no, we are together, we are one. And if you don't want to come together and try to get some kind of contract that benefits both sides, then we're going to strike.
So do you have your proposals for the contract?
We have plenty of proposals.
You have the proposals there?
Proposals that got denied, that got rejected. We've basically been bargaining against ourselves for negotiations to where we give a proposal, they're rejected, then we have to give another proposal instead of them giving us a counter. So it's just negotiations haven't been going that well. Recently, they came all in on some language, but there's still a few issues that need to be ironed out before we can go back inside.
Do you see the strike going on for how long?
Like I said, it's my opinion. I can't really say how long, but I know we're not going to go in there until we get language in that contract that protects us.
Good. Okay. Anybody else would like to say something?
I'll just over here with these guys.
Okay. Go ahead.
My name is Andrea Gorman. I'm the Secretary Treasurer of Local Lodge 1584. And I've been a 35-year member of the union. And when I first met Mike over 3 years ago, I told him I've never in my entire life, for 50 years of working, I've never seen a shop that needed a union as bad as them because of the working condition and the safety conditions. And I do, and the community has been great. They've been out here supporting our members. Contra Central Labor Council has been fantastic. We'd like to thank everybody for the support and their help. This is what the company will listen to, because these guys have been talking for 3 years and they've not been listening. So hopefully they'll start listening, thanks to you and the whole community that's been speaking for them.
So you are, which union are you from?
We're the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, better known as Machinists.
Machinists.
Local Lodge 1584.
I am. I am. Wonderful. Great. So anybody else would like to say something?
I'll say something.
Please.
I'll say something. Well, my name is Felix Rivera, and also, they said, it's safety. It's the main issue. Me, myself, the fatality, I'm the one that found him attached to the machine. But they had, before that happened, there was numerous operators that got caught on the same machine, and nothing's been done. OSHA's been down, but, they haven't fixed the issue. So it took somebody to pass away in order for them to take some action, okay? And OSHA did shut the plant down for about a month and a half. Ever since after that, it's just injuries after injuries. I mean, some big, some minor. So just this year alone, there's been 3 or 4 burn injuries. One major, third-degree burn, okay? A new machine that's been released, and it wasn't calibrated, okay? Well, it's not calibrated, okay?
So, and they put it into production.
And they put it into production, and I'm talking about engineering releasing these machines, okay? And there's been burn injuries before, and which they haven't taken care of it on the old machine, but they're going to bring a new one and release it without taking care of the old machine. So that's the main issue that we've been having. Having our brothers and sisters being hurt, and we just got tired of it. Enough is enough, okay?
Yeah.
So, but now while we're sending them a message, I believe that they see that we are united, and they gotta do what's right for us. What's right for us?
What's right? Yeah.
Safety, number one.
Exactly.
Safety, safety, safety. Because we want to go home to our family, okay? We still want to go home with our body parts, okay, and alive. So, that's our main priority is safety.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You.